On the forum this morning, we're examining the Expanded Public Works Program, the EPWP. Now, the topic came about as a response to our conversation with you yesterday. You called in and told us that government's employment program had failed because of its tenderized nature. You complained about nepotism and cronyism, jobs being given in the program only to people with links to councillors or others in power. So we wanted to find out, well, what is the history of the Expanded Public Works Program, how it came about, what's its intention, and is it living up to your expectations? And when we analyze that question of your expectations, are your expectations perhaps broader than the mandate of the Expanded Public Works Program? So let's talk about that history and exactly where it came from. You can send me your SMSs on 34701. What are your questions about the Expanded Public Works Program and what it's set to achieve? You can talk to our two guests today, and joined in studio by Stanley Henderson, the Deputy Director General who's responsible for the Expanded Public Works Program, who's representing the Department of Public Works. Stanley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and good morning to your listeners.
And to engage with us as well, we have Ibrahim Khalil Hassan, who's a public policy researcher. He's also the founder of a website that looks at small business. It's called Zapreneur, is that it, or is it ZAPreneur?
Either way, the spelling is important. It's ZA followed by Pernia.
Okay, so Ibrahim, thank you for your time. And I'd like us to talk about this because I think a lot of South Africans were hoping to see less joblessness in the country. How has the Expanded Public Works Program affected joblessness in South Africa? We talk about it being at 25%, 24%, or beyond that figure. But exactly how has it diminished thanks to the Expanded Public Works Program? Mr. Henderson, if we can start with you. Where did the idea of the Public Works Program come from?
Thank you for the question. Good morning once again. In 2003, there was a Growth and Development Summit held. And at the time, we have had a period of jobless growth already. Like in 2004, economy grew at a rate of 5-6%, and yet he couldn't absorb the new entrants to the labour market. As one of the responses to the challenges of unemployment and poverty, then it was decided that we should embark on a process to design a public employment program that would be able to make provision for those who are willing and able to work but cannot find work. And that's hence the birthing of the EPWP, we call it the Expanded Public Works Program. It was launched in April 2004 then. So the main response was, or reason for the existence of the Expanded Public Works Program, was as a response to a period of jobless growth in the economy.
Well, just looking at the figures published by the IMF, in 2002, unemployment was sitting at 30.4%. That was in 2002, a year before the summit was held. When the Growth and Development Summit was held in 2003, joblessness was at 28%, or 27.9%. And in the year that the Expanded Public Works Program was launched, it was 26%. And now we know South Africa is sitting at around 25%, or hovering just about that figure. Back in 2004, it was sitting at about 26%. Ibrahim, do you think that looking at the context of what the department was dealing with at the time, the Expanded Public Works Program had the right intentions, at least?
Absolutely. I mean, the idea of public works being done in a labor-intensive way is a very important idea that we must hold on to as a country, particularly given the stats that you said around unemployment. And if one begins to look at youth unemployment, it's even much more higher. The challenge, though, is that the Expanded Public Works Program, the majority of it is focused more on providing short-term employment, whereas what we have is a long-term unemployment challenge in our country. So if one looks at the data, sort of between 2008 and today, the number of people who are long-term unemployed, in other words, people in unemployment for more than a year, has actually grown. So, these are the stats from Statistics South Africa.
Well, let's just take that because that's the key point now. So short-term employment, I think a lot of South Africans expected government to create permanent, sustainable jobs for them. Was that the intention of the Expanded Public Works Program, or was it just to give short-term employment, a couple of weeks, 6 months, maybe up to a year?
Well, when I still understand what
public employment programs traditionally was meant for. It was actually meant as a response to often disasters, short-term crises. That's the history. And the way that the EPWP phase one, we worked in five-year phases, was designed was as a response to the fact that the economy couldn't absorb, as you're entirely right about the figures, which means, and even up to today, one in four people unemployed. So, yes, in phase one, the focus was very much on to draw poor unemployed people into the world of work, affording them the opportunity to undergo training, and then the thinking then was that they would exit, as we have put it then, from the second economy into the first economy. And there was one key factor, though, that impacted seriously on that. That was the global economic downturn. That's the first point. The second,
but how long was it? So just give us a timeline, first of all. Was it meant to be short-term unemployment? I mean, short-term employment for people in the sector?
The duration of an EPWP work opportunity was always project-bound or based, which means if an infrastructure project, a low-volume road, has been built for a period, let's say, of 9 months, that was the work opportunity. But in the other sectors, we have seen in the environment culture sector, like in the Work for Water program, people would work for up to 2 years and now longer. So the range, it's determined in a way by the nature of the projects per sector. In the infrastructure sector, traditionally you often get shorter term projects, whereas in the social sector, such as ECD, the Early Childhood Development Program, and the Home Community Based Care Program, it has been of longer duration. So it's very much bound to the nature of the project. That was in phase one. I've talked about the what's in the offing as we go on. So yes, the range was basically from initially between for the period 2004 to 2009, from 6 months to longer than to 18 months at the time.
As long as the project lasts.
As long as the project lasts.
So give us a call if you have some calls, or if you do have a question that you'd like to SMS, you can do so on 34701. Our phone number is 0891-104208. Tweet me on AM Live on SAFM, or send us an email, amlive@sabc.co.za. So lots of ways to contact us today. Let's talk about the areas that you are looking at, because, of course, poverty exists in certain areas of the country. There's South Africans who called in yesterday from Kutsung, for example, when we talked about poverty and the cycle of poverty. And that's where this discussion came up. We had a caller from Kutsung who said the expanded public works program was not working in his area. Unless he had close links to a political party, to his councillor in the area, unless he could pay a bribe or get in cahoots with the company that had managed to obtain a tender, he was not able to get work. 1 in 10 people in Kutsung of this 150,000 populist area are able to source jobs at the mines, and the rest remain unemployed. So they turn to things like gangsterism. They turn to things like sex work. And we've seen how that's turned into a very volatile and violent situation in Kutsung, where the community has now taken it upon itself to decide to clamp down on gangsterism by turning to mob justice. So in terms of the areas, where do you look at to create pockets of economic wealth and pockets of work for individuals?
The way that the EPWP had been conceptualized was based on public sector budgets. The argument in its simplest way, perhaps like this, in any given year, government, across all three spheres of government, would spend billion of rand on the creation of infrastructure, delivery of services, be it of social services, environmental services, etc. And the idea is very simple. No implementing body or no government department, provincial or municipality, they don't expect them to deviate from their core mandate. But what we are saying, and it's a key concept introduced earlier by my colleague here, was that you can deliver in one of two ways. Through machine-based technologies, you can deliver infrastructure.